So can you give a brief rundown of the extensive education that you've had to get to reach the point where you're at now?
Yeah, so I only discovered polymers my last year of college. I had been doing chemistry up to that, basically through high school, taking AP classes, trying to do as much chemistry as I could. And then in college, I took a very broad chemistry degree. And then I took an elective class my senior year that was polymers. And I was like, oh, that seems cool. Why don't I do that? And that took me all the way to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where I spent 5 years working on a PhD in polymer science and engineering. And then after that, I had considered going and being a professor. And so you do what's called a postdoc or postgraduate work, which is basically grad school 2.0. You have a little more responsibility, takes a little more time. I did that for about 3 years. So I would say I was in a form of grad school for probably close to 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's worth it because I mean, this is something that people I don't think hear too often is that when you go to graduate school for the sciences or STEM field, you can get your tuition paid for and you get paid to go, which is really, really nice. So they basically pay you to be in school. And it would have been hard for me to do it any other way.